Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thanks for joining my WordPress Help Desk podcast. My name is Ken Freeman, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes. And on this very day, here's what I have for you. In this short segment, I want to share with you some local sites that we are trying to complete that you can watch out for here from wp-sitemakers.com. We've just completed the CentralOregonForLife.org donor site, where we gave them a complete community impact statement. We provided a complete e-commerce solution for their sale of their t-shirts and table sales to their events, to their walks and their runs. And as a result, they have already had over 1,500 people come to their run because of the promotional help that we gave them to their website. Now, we are beginning work on a new bed and breakfast in Marshall, Texas, one of the oldest bed and breakfast houses there in the historic downtown of Marshall, Texas. It's called WisteriaGarden.com. They have an older site that was built well over 12 years ago. It's outdated, it's static, it's non-responsive, and so we're turning it into a transformed, living version of that site. You can see the development work over at WisteriaGarden.com/DEV and tell me what you think of how we've done their site. Well, those are two sites that we have coming up right now. We will begin work on a new site for North Carolina this week. And if you have a website that you want built and you want it to be a stunning, wow-receiving website, give us a call over at 214-703-0505. Or text me or call me on my cell phone, 903-926-2607. Now let's get on with the rest of the show. As you know, with over 76.5 million websites that have downloaded and installed WordPress, and with over 25% of the top 100 websites in the world are run on WordPress, thus there is not a week go by that there's not a lot of news. That's why on page one, I'm going to be telling you all about this week's most important WordPress news. Then, in today's WordPress Focus, I want to pull the veil back on the brand new Divi Builder plugin that's making waves in the world of WordPress site design. And then on page three, our question and answer session is going to answer some real questions about WordPress use. Which, by the way, if you want to ask a question for me on this podcast, send me an email to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. This way, I will have a few days to research your solution answer. It's a lot better than just sitting here and giving you something off the cuff. My WordPress Help Desk would not be here except for the wonderful sponsors that make it possible. Our sponsors for today are our tried and true hosting-master.com, who just keeps on delivering the very best delivery and 100% uptime of WordPress sites on its dedicated servers, consistently handling WordPress sites in under 1 second to the browser. And if you think you have a WordPress and it's on something like GoDaddy, HostGator, DreamHost, iPage, or many others that have been bought out, why don't you wake up to the fact that we could do the job for you better? That's hosting-master.com. Jot that number down, hosting-master.com. Now, of course, wp-sitemakers.com is where you want to go if you want to have a website created in WordPress. Our award-winning design team will not be satisfied till your site is perfectly performing. It's one thing to have someone build you a site, but it's another who can build that site that he knows is going to work for you 24/7 and will ensure wow-level responses from your visitors. And of course, site-keeper.com, our site management and maintenance social media management support service, does it all. Keep your site rolling is the key. When you need support, don't look any further than site-keeper.com. We provide that support around the country. We have over 100 WordPress sites that we are taking care of, updating, maintaining, and dealing with them on a remote basis, and it works like a champ, and we want to help your WordPress if it needs that kind of support. That's site-keeper.com. Now, all of these services and support are available through our corporate AWS Creative Solutions LLC, who for the last 20 years of development and over 7 years of building in WordPress mean that we are here with the experience, the expertise, the knowledge, the know-how to help you no matter what your site needs. So give us a call. Our main number is 214-703-0505, and of course 903-926-2607 is where you can either call me, that's my cell, or you can text me. So if we're ready, let's dive into the news. Let's get this ball rolling. Okay, on page one, today's WordPress news, the Visual plugin had a report of some serious problems lately. And because people were using that Visual design plugin, there were some major problems. They were getting wrong pages coming up. They were having other kinds of things happening. And it's just, you need to know that if you're using the Visual plugin, you need to update. You need to get the latest version because that last version had a bunch of problems in it. In 4.3.1 security update in WordPress, this fix has repaired some 25 known issues in the previous WordPress version. It is preparing us for that soon release of the next generation WordPress when 4.5 comes out. But do you have any idea, when you have that many WordPress sites out there, do you have any idea how many page views are seen monthly on WordPress sites? Try 16.3 billion page views a month. That's 16.3 billion page views a month. Compromised WordPress websites are now delivering spyware and PUAs, potentially unwanted applications, to users via fake flash update messages and fake browser plugins. Zscaler researchers have uncovered a covert spyware distribution campaign that relies on hacked WordPress websites to redirect users to spyware-infested URLs. According to their findings, the campaign has been active since the first week of August and have already been seen to compromise some 2,000 sites that has gone out and infected about 20,000 users. A closer look at the infected websites revealed that they're running the latest version of 4.3.1, being the most recent security-hardened release, and they think that most of the sites were infected in earlier versions before this core was updated. So if you are running a WordPress site and you think it's been hacked, get with your hosting team and make sure that they get rid of the malicious files and shut down. And by the way, don't ever take anything for granted. If you see a little window that opens up saying you need to install Flash or you need to do this or you're missing this kernel, stop the machine and go get it fixed, because these guys are out here trying to go after every possible computer user. Webflow's first CMS is touted to be a WordPress mix with Photoshop. They're over in the UK and they build a content-driven design that they say doesn't need to have knowledge of HTML. It's all CSS and it's all back-end databases. I will say the web design tools like Webflow have done a lot to thin the line between designers and developers. Now, however, the birthed by Y Combinator startup wants to take it further and describes its product as the world's first visual content management system, or CMS. Well, there's not much to it right now. In a nutshell, Webflow CMS is a bare-bones WordPress installation jammed into a Photoshop-like interface. The idea here is to create custom websites powered by dynamic content without any knowledge of HTML, CSS, PHP, or databases. And to an extent, I will say it works. I personally, when testing this, found it to be less intuitive and more adaptable to the programmer types who are already doing coding. The Webflow CMS uses pre-existing collections or templates for dynamic content types. From there, you can determine the kinds of fields associated with a collection. So whether they are mandatory to be completed or they're linked to another collection or what kind of minimum word counts are to be expected, these criteria are universal for any instance of the collection. And so all blog posts, for example, will draw from the parent blog post collection. And while programmers are used to coding in modules and binding the modules together and writing, you know, mixes of code function, I think these modular-based CMS tools are not going to be very easy to learn, and I don't know that any of my clients would want to move from the ease of the current WordPress into something that means they have to learn a completely new logic. And I think that's where these guys were too many irons in the fire were programmer types, and I think we need to bring it back to the designers and let the designers build the tool. And that's why today I'm talking about the Divi plugin, because I think those guys have done it right. Well, if you want a classified ads website, in theme news, WordPress-powered classified ad websites can be done with little coding skills required whatsoever. There's a free classified ads WordPress theme called Jobble, like job site, but it's Jobble by Faster Themes. Jobble free WordPress classified theme. Jobble is a lightweight, fast, clean, super flexible bootstrap-based responsive theme that was developed to be a job portal website. However, you can also use Jobble to create classified ads. Jobble has got a theme options to manage general settings and custom widgets to manage social icons and text areas in the footer. And some of its key features are, as I mentioned, it's a responsive bootstrap-based lightweight tool. It's a theme. It could be used as a job portal or a classified ads advertising site, and it comes with general settings and custom widgets to manage social media icons. Over at Odin adds UX enhancements and security options and WordPress toolkit in the latest Plesk release. The latest version of Plesk, a widely used web server and website management tool, features an enhanced user interface, improved security and add-ons, as well as new upsell opportunities for cloud service providers. Released this week, Plesk 12.5 builds upon the features launched in Plesk 12 last year, and the updated version includes a new interface that makes it easier for service providers and new users to install and manage websites using Plesk. For administrators, the company aimed to make the common task take the least amount of possible time. And the new administrative user interface, for instance, could reduce the number of clicks it takes to accomplish a task from 10 to only 3 clicks. The UX for application development offers more granular control over PHP configurations, as well as reworked file operations, code editors, site previews, and log browser for faster web application development and troubleshooting. Now, the WordPress toolkit is the most widely used CMS, and the WordPress sites obviously represent a huge percentage of those managed on web hosts. And to administer WordPress sites, Plesk 12.2 provides a WordPress toolkit that allows web professionals to mass manage themes and plugins while simplifying the back end of administrative responsibilities. Well, I think this brings us to the end of our news for this week. If you have any WordPress news you'd like to report, send us an update over at support@mywphelpdesk.com, and I'll be looking for your email. Well, in today's focus, as we move into page 2, I'm going to be talking about the new Divi Builder plugin. So let's move now to page 2. Okay, for today's WordPress focus, I want to zoom in on the brand new and exciting Divi Builder plugin. And why? Because this is the huge new plugin that can go to any WordPress site and is the game changer of plugins. And here's why. This plugin literally turns any theme into a Divi theme. Simply amazing stuff that they thought well about, and I'm glad they've done this. The Divi Builder is a drag-drop page builder plugin for WordPress. And right now, if you go over to elegantthemes.com/plugins/Divi Builder, you can get 10% off their themes and plugins for a limited time as you sign up to get their newsletter. So go over and check out the new Divi plugin. The Divi Builder plugin takes everything you love about the Divi theme and packages it into its own plugin so it can be used on any theme. So now you can take over your page content with the most advanced builder plugin on the market. And with this Divi Builder, there's nothing you can't create. The Divi Builder plugin is compatible with any theme, and it can be used to create beautiful, fluid, responsive layouts inside content areas of any size. Builder posts and pages that wow your visitors. The Divi Builder gives you the freedom to explore the new and exciting layout possibilities, create stunning landing pages that capture your visitors, and build story-driven blog posts that capture your visitors' imagination. There are endless layout possibilities, and with Divi, you're going to have a number of section types, 20 rows of type, 40 content modules to choose from in your toolbox, and in addition, the Builder allows you to fully customize each element using the Divi Builder's advanced design settings. And there's always a module for whatever you might need. Adding content to your page is a breeze with their large collection of Builder modules. You can even use the custom code module if you feel like integrating third-party plugins. However, whatever you're trying to build, the Divi Builder has a module that can make your vision a reality. It has simple configuration options. You see, when configuring your Divi Builder plugin module, it's very simple. Building layouts requires absolutely no coding. And you don't have to have really a wide world of web design experience to use this to configure it, because it's just so logical, so intuitive that it's exactly what it says it is. You can customize any page any way you want. The Divi Builder's advanced design settings gives you full control over every aspect of your page. And you can modify color, spacing, typography with just a few clicks. No coding required, and in a few minutes you can create a unique design that matches your unique style. You can add custom CSS, which can be supported as well. And you can easily write custom styles to individual parts and individual modules. And if you want to get your hands dirty and dig in with some customizations, the Divi Builder won't hold you back. Building power at your fingertips. Although seemingly minimal, the Divi Builder is full of amazing controls. And with its visual top-level controls, setting models, and right-click options, the Divi Builder is a fun and easy way to build absolutely gorgeous websites. You can create advanced column structures in just seconds. You can say goodbye to boring single-column blog posts. Columns now can be created, combined to create all kind of creative layouts, and you can quickly adjust a row's column structure for a couple of clicks. You can duplicate any element with a single click, and lots of times layouts have similar elements across the page, and any element on the page can be instantly duplicated, copied, or pasted, saving you lots of development time. And you can disable an item or hide it out there on the front end. Having an element within your layout that you don't want to display on the front end, such as a seasonal promotional banner or temporary notice, you can simply disable it instead of deleting it and having to rebuild it later down the road. This is a great feature to use when developing and testing new content. You can lock an item to disable its editing functions. Sometimes you may want to give a site to your clients and you don't want them to be able to edit this certain area. Well, you can even do that. You can lock any section, row, or module disabling its editing. You can copy paste items without layouts or even onto other pages. There's no software application would be complete without copy and paste, and with the Divi Builder, you enjoy the ability to copy items from one page to the next. And it also gives you the unlimited undos and redos that we as designers have to go through. If you need to undo something, no problem. If you need to redo something, no problem. The Divi Builder saves a number of action items so that you can undo, redo moves, edit, clone, and do much more. Every action you take is logged, and you can even travel backwards or forwards in time to any saved history state. And you get complete layout spacing control. You get complete section, row, and vertical spacing. Complete horizontal column spacing. Complete padding and margin. Not only can you control site-wide, section-wide spacing, but every element can be modified to create very unique layouts based on the unique characteristics that you want the topography to do. You can do unlimited rows and column widths, and if you get started today with the Divi Builder Library, you're going to find that you are part of a community of 307,000 who are now using this Divi plugin. The Divi Builder Library is going to change the way you build websites forever, and the library has an unlimited number of custom builder elements and pre-made layouts. And once saved to the Divi Library, these items will be added with new pages instantly. And when combined with Divi's advanced design settings and custom CSS and the depth of the CSS that it's based on, and the depth of the CSS framework that it is based on, means that you're going to have many years of success with the Divi Builder plugin. So why don't you take a moment and check it out? I think you will love what you see in Divi Builder. I know it's something we're migrating to. Instead of using sites that have similar tools, this is going to help that this way we could make this a tool that would be an incredibly good tool for almost any user site. Well, enough. This is the end of our WordPress focus. I hope you got something from today's Divi Talk. Let's move to page 3, where we will answer our real question and answers. Well, in our first question, Marlena asked, "My WordPress site is slow to load. All I have is a WordPress site with about 20 plugins. The site takes a long time to load. I'm assuming it's down to one of the plugins, but I'm not sure how to find out which one." Well, Marlena, let me say this. I would first want to get a list of the plugins that you're using, but I don't know that that's going to be the problem why your site is so slow. It can certainly contribute to it, and I'd love to have that list so I could help you. For example, if you're using Jetpack, that's going to bloat your site with a bunch of other hidden plugins, and every one of them have to load in order to download your page. So if you're using multiple security or caching programs, that also could slow you down. So I'd love to see your list, and I'll be happy to diagnose it for you and give you my thoughts. But I think the root of your problem is that you are hosting your site on GoDaddy. For WordPress, that is an absolute no-no for sure. Why? Because they are hosting on huge, shared, conventional SATA drive servers. This means your WordPress is processing 100 times slower than it could be on an SSD solid-state drive server. When I looked at your site, Melina, I found that there were over 1,800 other websites, all on your same IP. So that's a huge reason why your site is slow, because all it takes is for one of them to speed up, one of them to get more traffic, to use up more of the system's core CPUs, core bandwidth. And if you would like to speed up your website and not have that problem, let me recommend that you move to our high-speed SSD WordPress Enhanced Optimized Hosting Server that will give your WordPress incredible download speeds of about a second or less and will give you the best uptime as 100% uptime SLA and the best ongoing support and security. Bob writes, "Can someone recommend me the easiest way to add a custom form into the WordPress website? I just want to add some custom fields and have it submit to an email address. I can't seem to find a way to do that." Well, Bob, thanks for your question. Start by searching for forms in your plugins area, depending on what you want it to do for you. My favorite premium tool for forms is Gravity Forms. I consider it Swiss knife of the online WordPress forms. Another rock-solid form is visual form. They are a fully responsive. I think they do an excellent job allowing custom text fields, stock phone, email, address fields, and so forth, plus allowing sections, custom descriptions, custom sizing, and titling. Now, for just a down-and-dirty multiple solid working form, I've often used Formidable Forms, and it doesn't have near the features of Swiss Knife, and it doesn't have near the features of the Visual Form Maker. But I find it builds multiple forms quite well, and they deliver the mail just fine. Well, I hope that helps you. Wendy writes, "What is the best WordPress solution for this situation? I would be grateful for any suggestions as to the best solution for this client that I have. They are a small, unfunded arts organization with an existing WordPress site. Looking at the pages, and at most only one or two, were for each affiliate artist to be able to showcase their work in events. Is there a particular theme anyone could recommend me to that would allow something like this? In other words, whatever the images are the key, and the simpler the better. These are artists, not necessarily techies." Well, again, I would refer you to Divi plugin. I think that would give you all sorts of features you could work into any page. But also Plexo's Theme Forest Story theme. This gives you the ability to plug through the WordPress visual editor, background sections, pricing tables, galleries, full page video sliders, content sliders, faded sliders, tabbed areas, 2, 3, and 4 column text areas, and much more. You can go over to Elegant Themes and get that Divi Builder plugin. That's one way. Or you can get Story, which is not quite as easy as having the built-in plugin, but it does give you a site that allows you to do many of those things. It gives you ultimate control over the content using their intuitive drag-drop process. Now, my approach would be to create a page with the artist being the main top image and copy. Then pull in a tabbed slider content or faded slider or content slider that allows you to create a slider of specific content about that individual. Tracy writes, "My hosting company was hacked and now all I have is malware." Well, first, Tracy, when you have been compromised, the best thing to do is to have your hosting company help you. And if they can't, then go to security and have your site scanned for malicious files, and then do a thorough cleaning. I would recommend that if your host is not responsible and didn't help you with this, then I would recommend migrating your site to our server's data center. And depending on how many sites you have, you could load up either just into a shared account, or you could go with the VPS or a dedicated server. And they have SSD dedicated servers that we can use. And that, of course, helps speed up any website that's using WordPress. Security would be a necessary cleanup, and our guys have done that. When they moved, I was maliciously hacked over at HostGator, and when I got tired of it and decided to move, I investigated Liquid Web. I had heard good things about them, and when I did, they started the migration. The migration security team caught 3,000 malicious files HostGator had said in a ticket they had removed, but they didn't remove them, and so my team did, and we got a clean bill of health before we turned on our websites. So it's important that you know who your host is and what they can do for you, and I would just recommend that if you need help, give me a call. That's the way we try to serve other WordPress users. Now, this brings us to a close of today's show. I hope you've enjoyed our discussion. Now, won't you do this? Subscribe while you're here. Tell a friend about my WordPress Help Desk. Go over to my site at mywphelpdesk.com, and there we have everything that we have done, you know, and you'll be able to see or listen to any of the past recordings. Now, with that said, I just want to give you a chance to subscribe. Call us this week at 214-703-0505. Text me at 903-926-2607. And I can't wait to meet you next Saturday at the same time for another broadcast of My WordPress Help Desk. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.